The House voted 14-58 to kill Senate Bill 218, which would have outlawed Park City's ban on plastic bags at its three largest retail stores. Last week, the Utah Senate had also killed the bill, but later resurrected it amid arguments that it attacked local control. City Council member Tim Henney says the defeat was a win for the Park City community that supports the bag ban. He expressed his support for Park City's representatives Tim Quinn and Logan Wild, saying they did an amazing job. While they may not agree with the ban on plastic bags, Henney said at least they supported Park City's authority to approve the ban. Those who supported the bill that would have done away with the bag ban, he said, are the same people who say they don't support government regulation and overreach.
In this case, they were saying that the best people to create regulation are the people at the local level, and even if they disagree with that regulation, they wanted to perpetuate and protect the local authority. So again, thank you to our representatives Tim Quinn and Logan Wild.
Henney notes that the ban has not hampered business locally. According to the Salt Lake Tribune, the Utah Restaurant Association supported the bill, saying local fees on takeout containers could hamper the ability of restaurants and stores to buy bags and other containers in bulk statewide. The Utah League of Cities and Towns opposed the measure, saying it limits local ability to address local problems. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.